folks, we were enjoying Sonoma County at its best, and I am with John Belletto, and it's time for some great sparkling wine. I'm shocked, John. Let's go to the history here first. I didn't know about this wine. I'm very excited about it. It seemed like a natural step for you.
Yes, good morning, and it's great to be on with you. And 4 years ago, Anthony came to me and one morning, and he said, you know, we should really think about making some sparkling wine, and what are your thoughts on that? And I said, well, sparkling wine is one of my wife Teresa's favorite wines. And so we talked about it for a few minutes, and then the next day we got together again and decided to move forward. So yeah, we made 280 cases of the 2011 vintage, half Pinot Noir and half Chardonnay grapes.
Well, it seems like a natural step for the winery. The focus is on Pinot Noir. And Sonoma County, being the place that it is right now, a lot of emphasis on Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. It's very exciting, and the world is taking notice.
Well, I started farming 38 years ago right out of high school on a five-acre field that my father and my mother owned, 5 miles south of Sebastopol, and it was an old apple orchard. We pulled out the trees and started growing vegetables there, and from there we went to wine grapes. 20 years later, we planted our first grapes in 1995. So yes, our history is long, but it's only almost 40 years, which is not a lot of time, but we do consider ourselves now exclusively just growing wine grapes, but also our connection to the soil runs deep. My grandfather immigrated here from Genoa, Italy in 1896, and then came straight to the San Francisco area and was farming in the Coma, Daly City area in the early 1900s. So I guess we're really tied to the soil almost 120 years.
Well, folks, it's time for some great food and wine here on Have Wine Will Travel. And where are we going to go food-wise with this, John? This is a beautiful wine.
Well, we like to always start our winemaker dinners pouring the sparkling, have some nice tuna tartare, and also some smoked salmon to go with that for the start of our winemaker dinners. And the sparkling just adds just a great, great introduction into the evening. Everyone just loves that, and we go on to our other wine. The sparkling, there's really been a big hit for us, and Anthony has just done such a great job creating that.
All right, well, folks, it is time, as food just came to the table, and you're listening to Have Wine Will Travel in the Adventures of Dr. Vino. And John, thank you very much, and let's dig in.
Great, thank you so much.